Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. During today's episode, we're going to highlight common 401k mistakes that could make it harder to reach your retirement goals. A Kiplinger article, 8 401k Mistakes That Could Tank Your Retirement, has some eye-opening details. The first mistake to avoid is simply not understanding the difference between 401k plans. When it comes to 401k plans, you might have two options, a traditional 401k and a Roth 401k. But do you know the difference between them? Let's break it down. First, what they have in common. Both traditional and Roth 401ks allow your contributions and any investment gains to grow tax-free. They also have the same contribution limits, and if your employer offers matching contributions, both types of accounts qualify. Now, where they differ. A traditional 401k is funded with pre-tax dollars, meaning you won't pay taxes on your contributions now, but you will when you withdraw the money in retirement. This upfront tax break can be a big advantage, especially if you are in a higher tax bracket. A Roth 401k, on the other hand, is funded with money that you've already paid taxes on. The upside? When you retire, you can withdraw your contributions and any earnings completely tax-free as long as they are qualified distributions. The next common mistake is not doing your due diligence when changing jobs. Switching jobs can mean a nice bump in salary, but are you making the most of it? According to the 2024 Vanguard study I referenced at the top of the show, 55% of job switchers ended up reducing their 401k savings by $300,000 during their lifetime, simply because they didn't adjust their savings rate to match their new higher income. The study notes that most employees, 64%, saw about a 10% pay increase when they changed jobs. But here's the kicker. Fewer than half took the smart step of increasing or even maintaining their previous savings rate. Instead, most people unintentionally decreased how much they were saving for retirement. The study also found that those with voluntary 401k enrollments fared even worse compared to those automatically enrolled. But even auto-enrolled employees weren't in the clear. 60% stuck with the default savings rate, often just 3%, which usually isn't enough to build a strong retirement fund. It's easy to look increasing your 401k contributions when you get a raise. But if you don't, you risk underfunding the lifestyle you're used to, just when you'll need it most, in retirement. The next mistake to avoid is forgotten 401ks. Here's something you might not know. Your 401k doesn't just follow you when you switch jobs. And that might explain why, as of May 2023, there were a staggering 29 million forgotten 401k accounts out there, holding more than $1.6 trillion in unclaimed money. Yep, That's trillion with a T, according to the latest data from Capitalize cited in the article. It's easy to see how it happens. You land a job, set up a 401k, then move on to something new, and boom, your old retirement account slips off your radar. The good news? If you've got a lost 401k, there's a way to track it down. Thanks to the Secure 2.0 Act of 2022, the Department of Labor is working on a retirement savings lost and found database to help people reconnect with their old accounts. It's still a work in progress, but definitely worth checking out if you think you still might have retirement money waiting for you. To find out more about that program, visit lostandfound.dol.gov. Moving on, the article next touts not knowing or understanding your current 401k investments as an error you should work to avoid. If you've just set up your 401k and forgotten about it, you're not alone. A lot of people, especially those automatically enrolled, don't pay much attention to how their money is actually being invested. But here's the thing. It's worth checking on. Many financial services professionals recommend adjusting your risk level over time, going more for growth when you're younger, and shifting toward less risky assets as you get older. One way to do this without much effort is with target date funds. These automatically adjust your risk level as you age. Fees are another reason to keep an eye on your 401k. High fees eat away at your savings, leaving less money to grow over time. At the very least, take a look at your 401k's annual fee disclosure statement. But even better, log into your account every now and then to check on your investments and fees. A financial services professional can help you make sense of it all. And if the fees seem high, one option to consider is to contribute just enough to get your employer match, that's free money, and then put the rest in an IRA, which also comes with possible tax benefits. The article's next common error is not taking full advantage of your employer match if your company offers one. This is a simple way to boost your retirement savings without doing any extra work. Many employers offer a 401k match, meaning they'll match a portion of what you contribute, usually up to a fixed percentage of your salary. And here's the kicker. If you're not contributing enough to get that full match, you're basically walking away from free money. It's one of the easiest ways to grow your retirement savings, so if you're not already taking advantage of it, now's a great time to start. Not being vested is another 401k mistake to avoid. An employer 401k match is a great perk, but there's a catch. You might not be able to keep that money right away. That's because of vesting, which means you must work for your employer for a certain amount of time before those matched funds are officially yours. A common vesting schedule runs 3 to 5 years, but every company is different. Some let you keep a percentage of the match each year until you're fully vested, while others require you to stay the full period before you get anything. The good news? The money you contribute is always 100% yours, no matter when you leave. So, before you plan your next career move, check your company's vesting rules. You don't want to miss out on money you've been working toward. Early withdrawals are another common error. If you're thinking about dipping into your 401k early, think twice. While it might seem like an easy solution when money is tight, things like cashing out, taking a loan, or making a hardship withdrawal can seriously derail your retirement savings. That said, life happens, and if you're facing a real emergency, using your 401k might be unavoidable. The upside is that 401k loans often come with lower interest rates than traditional loans, and since you're borrowing from yourself, repayments happen through payroll deductions. Plus, they don't affect your credit score. But here's the downside. If you cash out before age 59 and a half, you'll likely get hit with a 10% penalty plus income taxes. Even hardship withdrawals, while available in many plans, often come with extra fees. Taking money out too soon is one of the big reasons so many people struggle to save enough for retirement. Bottom line, if you can avoid it, leave your 401k alone. Your future self will thank you. If you have any questions about retirement taxes, your retirement goals, or any other elements of your financial strategy, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit my website and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Bird offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird, and Gradient Advisors LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.